at the Shmagegi Minyan, at the Meshugana Nebish Nudnik Minyan this morning, I found a pubic hair in my siddur, but I'm telling myself it was a beard hair. The service was discovered beneath a garbage-marked stairwell behind a red door tagged in black with the graffiti Sigi Dibbuk. When I arrived, a morbid man named Azazel greeted me from behind a table of crumpled circulars. He wore a goat-soiled jacket and tarnished baseball cap. He told me I was early, although I was on time, and he listed all the other minyans I could have attended had I not come to this fetid basement of grape juice-stained tables, chugged dry Vishnik bottles, and cat piss burning menorah. The coffee I made while I waited was a ground drill bit blend. The sugar was granulated tooth enamel, plastic spooned from a shredded paper sack. I held my nose for 45 minutes until the rabbi came. And then the minyan materialized, like 10 deformed golems from beneath the benches, from behind the radiator, from the corner cocoons of 1932 dust pillows and human felt. The greasy-haired minion, the slow-witted minion, the indiscriminate, voluble, excessively oi-saying minion, simply emerged and stood silent, except for oi, during slichot, stood dumb for tefillah, as the rabbi writhed on the bima in fierce prayer, as I read responsively for this lobotomized minion of inner-city shlemils who were oying at the least appropriate times, plucking pubes from within their pants and leaving these black-curled bookmarks like floating peis and samachs randomly between pages of sacred Assyrian script. And then the Shmagegi minion dissolved into yellow vapor upon the termination of my final Kaddish. And nothing but the unsanitary smell of Schmendrick Schlong and Yutschmutz remained.